Oliver County, Fermanagh. Now.
FM 103.7 and AM 1008. That's the lady that helped out Michael Jackson on his I Can't Stop Loving You single, Sada Gareth. Pursuing a solo career and a great single on her hands. That's called K-I-S-S-I-N-G on Kiss. Owen Barry playing favorites till 7. Hello to Mr. and Mrs. Corskaden, or Corskaden, it may be, on their silver anniversary today. Congratulations, lots of love coming in from Paul and all the family listening to Favourites on Kiss FM in Belfast.
Yeah. Gallagher's great summer sale is now on at Joe Gallagher's men's and boys' wear in Church Place, Lurgan. Polo shirts are just $4.99, men's summer suits £39, and stylish Gino slacks just $15.99. With special personal attention guaranteed at all times, Joe Gallagher's is the best place for bargains this summer. Check out the summer sale, now on at Joe Gallagher's men's and boys' wear, Church Place, Lurgan.
Good evening. This is Professor von Rebzenobov. Listening to own body is like biting your nails. You know you shouldn't do it, but you can't stop yourself.
Kiss FM.
Got a cute wee sexy voice.
Kiss FM 103.7. I didn't say that, by the way. John Anderson, Hold On to Love. At 22 minutes now past 6. Fancy a good night out this weekend? You do? Okay, Club Nova, Millbrook Lodge, Ballinahinch. This coming Saturday night, the 25th of June, they present a Budweiser party night. Free Budweiser, free t-shirts, a free barbecue for the first 200 people as well. Best dancers receive a crate of wine. I'll help you take it home as well. All happening at Club Nova, Millbrook Lodge, Ballinahinch, this Saturday night from 9 o'clock until 8. Don't miss it. Never know, you could win that crate of wine. Here are the Scorpions with the Rhythm of Love on Kiss FM.
Let's spend the night together. I know you want to do.
Kiss FM 103.7 and AM 1008 with the Scorpions and the Rhythm of Love. Now, Susan Charles has news headlines in a couple of moments' time. Also, a great bunch of oldies coming up from ABC, Gregory Abbott, and also that Swedish band. Are they Norwegian or what? I don't know. I'm not a great fan of them. Aha! On the way in a couple of moments' time. A great bunch of oldies. Today, dry with a few fog patches tonight. In fact, temperatures around 9 degrees Celsius. They'll drop down to 9. And tomorrow, by the way, good news, it's expected to remain dry and sunny.
Portadown, our County Armagh's newest Hyundai main dealer. Test drive the latest Hyundai cars at Banview Motors Meadow Lane, Portadown. We also stock a large range of quality used cars at prices that will suit your pocket. Excellent after-sales service is guaranteed. Have a chat with David Cummins or Pat McParland at Banview Motors Meadow Lane, Portadown. Telephone 350-236 and avail of the best personal service there is at Banview Motors.
It's happening this Thursday. Kiss FM, in association with Pips International, presents the ultimate nightclub beauty pageant, Miss Labatt in Spring 1988. First prize is £1,500 cash, plus a two-week all-expenses-paid trip to Canada with five-star treatment all the way. The 1988 final of Miss Lebatten String is being held in the Empire Club, Leicester Square, London in September. But you can experience all the atmosphere and excitement of this great pageant when Kiss FM plays host at Heat 1 in Pitt's Nightclub this Thursday, 23rd of June. It's going to be a night to remember. Be there and see some of Ulster's prettiest girls, mingle with celebrity judges, talk to some of the stars from Kiss FM, and meet the famous Kissettes, who'll be there with Kiss FM sweatshirts, t-shirts, and stickers. The fun starts at 8 and goes on till late. But remember, early birds will get the best tables. Don't miss Heat 1 of the Miss Lebatten String 1988 this Thursday, 23rd of June, with Kiss FM in Pips Nightclub, Dublin Road, Belfast.
Girls, girls, girls.
Another great Kiss experience. Be there.
Kiss FM, it's 6:30. Mortgage rates are expected to rise following today's announcement by the Bank of England to raise interest rates by 0.5%. Reports from Iran indicate efforts will be made to help locate hostages held in Lebanon. Police are now looking for a car in connection with the murder of the 22-year-old English mother found near the M50 motorway. The IRA have claimed responsibility for the shooting of a shop worker in Derry. A conference in Portugal has called for tougher action against soccer hooligans. And at Wimbledon, top seed Ivan Lendl has won his way through to the third round, but fought all the way against Australian Daryl Cahill. Lendl won 5-7, 6-2, 6-4, 6-4. During the fourth set, Lendl was warned for an unsportsmanlike comment as he faced two break points against him at 4-3 up. The number 12 seed, Jonas Svensson, dismissed fellow Swede Magnus Gustafsson 6-1, 6-2, 6-4 for a place in the third round. 10th seed Tim Mayotte also cruised through, winning an All-American clash with Greg Holmes 6-3, 6-3, 6-4. Boris Becker is also through, beating Czechoslovakia's Novacek 6-3, 6-4, 6-4, and defending champion Pat Cash has dropped a set to Argentina's Jose Frana. In the women's single, Steffi Graf dropped her first two games, but still went through 6-2, 6-love against Katrina Kuestnick of France. For Kiss FM News, this is Susan Charles.
Then you whisper in my ear, oh baby,
That's Gregory Abbott and Shake You Down at 25 minutes now before 7. Here is a special announcement from Kiss FM. Kiss FM regrets that its medium wave service on 1008 AM will close this evening. This action is being taken after consultation with the Department of Communications in Dublin. The Department of Communications have advised Kiss FM that they have received complaints from Downtown Radio in Newton Ards of alleged interference in County Down. While Kiss FM's engineering department are confident that all broadcast equipment used by the station falls within international specification and that no such interference is being or has been caused, we have decided to comply with the wishes of the Department of Communications. Once again, we have been advised by the Department of Communications in Dublin that they have received complaints from Downtown Radio of alleged interference in the County Down area. And as a result, Kiss FM's 1008 AM service will close this evening. Kiss FM listeners are invited to retune to 103.7 FM for more stereo favorites.
The message is perfectly simple. The meaning is clear. Don't ever stray too far. And don't disappear. No, don't disappear. Ever had the feeling? Like you do, ooh, ooh. All my dreams came true last night. All my hopes and fears. All my dreams came true once more. In tears, in tears. Be near me.
FM, all over Belfast. Now, 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 now.
Kiss FM 103.7, they're in the UK Top 40 this week with a brand new single called The Blood That Moves the Body. That was their debut hit, wasn't it? Subtitle, Give Us a Job, Take on Me, That's Aha, on Kiss FM. Now, still favourites to come before 7 o'clock, In Excess, Julia Fordham, Glenn Goldsmith, and also the new number one in the UK this week. That's Bruss, up next on Kiss FM.
The Shoe Gap in Belfast now have the biggest summer shoe clearance sale around. Yes, at the Shoe Gap in Castle Street, Belfast. At least 20% off all shoes and many from half price. Where? At the Shoe Gap in Castle Street, Belfast. That's the street between Anderson and Macaulay and Primark. And there are many training shoes reduced by £1 and £5. 4,000 pairs must clear. The Shoe Gap, Castle Street, Belfast.
Hello, Kiss FM.
Hello, Owen. I've got a special request.
Yes, go ahead.
Would you get yourself a 9-to-5 job?
My love, and seem to be unsure. yeah. You won't feel my gold. And he'll less, ooh, ooh, yeah. Oh, just with nothing, nothing at all. Oh, oh, you love it. Ooh, nothing at all. Oh, oh, you love it. Nothing, nothing at all. I was yours and you were mine. But you ran around and told me lies. But you got big, big, big trouble. Oh, 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 oh.
Kiss FM 103.7, it's 10 minutes now before 7 o'clock. Here is a special announcement. Kiss FM regrets that its medium wave service on 1008 AM will close this evening. This action has been taken after consultation with the Department of Communications in Dublin. The Department of Communications have advised Kiss FM that they have received complaints from Downtown Radio in Newton Ards of alleged interference in County Down. While KISS FM's engineering department are confident that all broadcast equipment used by the station falls within international specification and that no such interference is being or has been caused, we have decided to comply with the wishes of the Department of Communications. Once again, we have been advised by the Department of Communications in Dublin that they have received complaints from Downtown Radio of alleged interference in the County Down area. And as a result, KISS FM's 1008 AM service will close this evening. KISS FM listeners are invited to retune to 103.7 FM for more stereo favorites. 103.7 Kiss FM, AM 1008. She's got a great voice. Her name is Julia Fordham. Her new single called Happy Ever After. And of course, that lady used to be a backing singer with Kim Wilde, incidentally. 5 before 7, dry with a few fog patches tonight. Temperatures dropping to a low of 9 degrees Celsius. Tomorrow is the good news. It's expected to remain dry and sunny with temperatures topping 20 degrees Celsius. That's more or less my lot. I leave you with In Excess and Never Tear Us Apart. News is next with Susan Charles at 7 o'clock. And then it's John Friday with Favorites Till Midnight. Bye-bye.
Don't ask me what you know is true. Don't have to tell you I love your precious heart.
Streets of Belfast had been unusually quiet. Everything seemed perfectly normal. When suddenly, without warning, it happened. The Kiss FM experience took over Belfast city centre.
Kiss FM bring you the craziest Kiss experience ever. The Kiss FM Sound Shop. We have over £500,000 worth of records, tapes, compact discs and videos to sell. It's the biggest, craziest sale you'll ever see. Kiss price cuts are unbelievable. Records from 25 pence, cassettes from 75 pence, compact discs from £2.50 and videos from £2.99. It's all happening at the Kiss FM Sound Shop in Fountain Lane, Belfast. The Kiss FM experience. It's the one you've been waiting for. The Kiss Sound Shop. The word is out now.
Well, my good mate Tosh and me went to Smith's to buy a TV. That's Smith's of Richmond in County Armagh, where the deals you get are the best by far. Now, Mr. Smith came and said to me, are you the one for a new TV? No, that's for Tosh. Put it in the car. I like the look of that VCR.
For new and previously owned home entertainment equipment backed by extensive service facilities, it must be Smith's. For video, TV, hi-fi and photographic equipment, 16 Main Street, Ridge Hill, in the heart of County Armagh. Just 5 minutes from Armagh City or Portadown. Credit terms and delivery available on request. For sales or repairs, call Ridge Hill 871-926. Remember the name, Smith's of Main Street, Ridge Hill, 871-926.
There's something new in your local Kentucky Fried Chicken restaurant.
The Bacon and Cheese Chicken Fillet Burger.
Chicken fillet burgers really drive me wild. They made real special, their own style. The cheese is a melting, the bacon is a sizzling. Chicken fillet burgers from Kentucky Fried Chicken. Where the whole joints are hopping, we ain't stopping. Till we get our fill of...
sizzling bacon and melting cheese are delicious, Johnny.
I'll prefer the juicy, tender chicken breast fillet.
The bacon and cheese.
The breast fillet.
The bacon and cheese.
The new bacon and cheese fillet burger from Kentucky Fried Chicken. The secret's in the taste.
Kiss FM, it's 7 o'clock. In an effort to keep inflation down, the Bank of England has put interest rates up by 0.5%. Two of the largest building societies say their rates will stay the same. The rise to 9% is the third this month. The TUC General Council in Britain has suspended the electricians from membership. As required by its rule, the TUC has given the electricians until July 7th to comply with instructions to withdraw from no-strike deals with employers. If the union is then suspended, the case will go before Congress in September, where expulsion is likely. The MP delegation that have arrived back in London after a three-day visit to Iran are due to report to the Archbishop of Canterbury, who arranged the visit. Reports from the Iran news agency say efforts will be made to help locate British hostages held in Lebanon if Britain helps to locate and free three Iranians missing in Lebanon since 1982. Syrian forces are reported to have sealed off an area of Beirut where Western hostages are believed to be held. It's thought 15 are being held by the Iranian-backed Hezbollah militia group in a barrack building. The Syrians are not expected to attempt rescuing the hostages, as another 250 militiamen are guarding the inside of the barracks. British police are now looking for a Silver Grey family saloon in connection with the death of 22-year-old Marie Wilkes found near the M50 motorway. Mrs. Wilkes had been abducted and stabbed while making an emergency phone call on the motorway over the weekend. The IRA have claimed responsibility for the shooting of a supermarket employee in Derry. As the man climbed aboard his motorbike in the car park, he was shot in the back. The provisionals claim the man is a part-time member of the UDR, but the RUC say he has no connection with the security forces. He is reported to be in serious but stable condition. In West Belfast, a soldier has been struck by a sniper while patrolling on foot. Security forces are now searching for the gunman. The Ulster Chief Constable says the IRA have the resources and the manpower to step up their campaign of bombing and shooting. Sir John Herman, who announced his intention to retire earlier today, says it's known that sophisticated weaponry has been brought into Northern Ireland sufficient enough to raise their profile. Referring to John Stalker's book, the Chief Constable replied, "Rubbish." He plans to retire from his post sometime in 1989. A woman from the Middle East has told the Old Bailey in London that the Irish government has been selling passports. The widow of a press officer with the Palestine Liberation Organization gave evidence in the passports for sale trial, saying that she had paid an Irish embassy official £5,000 for an Irish birth certificate of a woman who was supposed to be her mother. The trial continues. A search is underway for two fishermen missing after their boat capsized off the coast of Donegal. Two others have been rescued. And British MPs have called for tougher action by European Justice on soccer hooliganism. Speaking at the European Justice Ministers Conference in Portugal, Home Office Minister John Paton says winning the battle against soccer violence depends on determined action. He says penalties should be stiff and include prison sentences, and those misbehaving abroad should not be treated differently from local offenders. He has suggested making arrangements for jail sentences imposed by foreign courts to be served in Britain. For Kiss FM News, this is Susan Charles.
AM 1008, FM 103.7 in stereo. We are Kiss FM, Monaghan Town.
Kiss FM.
John Brady.
Yeah.
A woman's just too tired to think about the dirty old dishes in the kitchen sink.
Take so long.